Chapter 11. Arrival in Peru. There was no point in arguing. Tony did as he was told. As Louis sat down beside him, Tony could see Louis's gun in his hand, ready to use. Roberto sat behind them with Fernando, who began cleaning his rifle. Tony looked at the map that José had given him.
"José told you how to get there," said Louis. "Why do you need to look at a map?"
"José isn't the pilot on this plane. I am," said Tony. "I need to know the exact route." Louis said something that Tony couldn't hear. Then he turned round and spoke quietly to Roberto. Both men laughed. "Laugh if you want to," thought Tony. "I'm flying this plane, not you." He started the engine, and the plane began to move along the runway. Once they were in the air, Louis put the gun back inside his jacket, to Tony's great relief. Soon they were flying over the Ecuadorian border. Below them lay the Andes, a great mountainous region that stretched from Ecuador to Peru. After a while, they came to the point on the map that José had shown Tony. The sun had already set, but Tony could just see fields and fields of coca plants below them, like a gigantic carpet. As the plane went lower, Tony saw a runway hidden near some bushes. The runway was longer than the one in Colombia, and he landed the plane easily. Running to meet them were some men carrying rifles. As they ran, they fired shots in the air. Fernando pushed open the door of the plane and jumped out. He ran over to the men. His rifle above his head, he fired some shots in the air, laughing and shouting. Roberto was not far behind Fernando. He walked quickly over to a man leaning against a car. The man shook Roberto's hand and patted him on the back. In the plane, Louis pulled out his gun and pointed it at Tony's head.
"Okay, get out," he said.
Tony left the plane first, Louis's gun in his back.
"Over there,"
Louis said, pointing to Roberto and the man. The man's name was Manuel, and he and his men looked after José's coca fields in Peru. He saw Louis and started to walk towards him.
"Hi, Louis. Nice to see you again," he said. "But why are you limping so badly? What happened to your leg?"
Louis looked at Tony, his face red and angry. Then he turned to Manuel.
"It's a long story, Manuel. I'll tell you later," he said.
Manuel looked at Tony.
"This must be your new pilot," he said. "Come to the house while they load the plane. You can tell me all the news there."
"I can stay with the plane," said Tony. Louis smiled.
"Do you think I'm stupid? Leave you with the plane," he said. "You're coming with us. Do as I tell you, and you won't get hurt."
Louis pushed Tony into the back seat of the car. Fernando got in beside them, and Roberto sat in the front seat beside Manuel.
"I hope you've got enough plants to keep José happy,"
Roberto said.
"Don't worry, Roberto. José's going to be a very rich man," Manuel said. "And you'll also make some money from this, won't you, Louis? And you too, Roberto."
"José always gives us something, that's true," agreed Louis. "But he gets the most."
Manuel drove the car up a long, dusty road. The road led to a small house. He stopped the car, and they all got out.
"It'll take my men several hours to load the plane. The sacks of plants aren't ready yet," said Manuel, as they went inside the house. "Why don't you stay the night? The house is small, but there's enough room for all of you."
"I don't think José will be too happy if we stay the night,"
said Louis, sitting down in an armchair near the window.
"He'll think that we've escaped with his plants."
Manuel shook his head.
"José won't mind," he said.
"You don't know him," said Louis. "The more cocaine he has, the more he wants. And the more he gets, the more unpleasant he becomes."
He rubbed his bad leg.
"José isn't Louis's favorite person right now," said Roberto.
Manuel looked at Louis.
"I understand," he said.
"One day I'll give José González what he deserves," said Louis. "You wait and see."
"Yeah, right," Tony said quietly. He thought Louis wouldn't hear him, but Louis did. His face full of anger, he limped up to Tony, who was standing next to the door. Tony didn't see Louis's fist coming towards him. It happened so quickly. One moment Tony was standing up, the next he was lying on the floor, his nose bleeding badly.
"When I say I'll give José González what he deserves, everyone had better believe it. You too!"
Louis shouted. Tony watched as Louis limped from the house. Manuel stood up to go after him, but Roberto took hold of his arm.
"Don't follow him, Manuel. He'll be okay," Roberto said. "He needs to be alone for a while. Jose's been treating Louis badly, but he'll get over it. He always does."
"Why does Jose treat him like that?" asked Tony.
"Back in the 1970s, Louis and Jose fought side by side with Pablo Escobar, one of the biggest drug lords in Colombia,"
Roberto started to explain. So that's who Pablo Escobar was, thought Tony. A drug lord. He was angry with himself. If he'd known this when Louis had mentioned the name in the Blue Dolphin restaurant in Miami, he'd never have agreed to take the job.
"The trouble began when police took 600 kilos of cocaine from a plane at an American airport," Roberto continued. "This started a dispute between the police and the authorities and the drug lords. Have you heard of the Medellin massacre? The drug traffickers wanted to teach the Colombian police a lesson, and they started a war. The drug traffickers against the police. It was a very bad time. 40 people were killed in one weekend. It would have been more, but Louis saved the lives of over 30 men. He was a hero."
Tony found it hard to believe that Louis could be a hero. He touched his nose. It had stopped bleeding, but it still hurt. So Louis was a hero. What did that have to do with Jose? Tony asked Roberto.
"Jose always likes to be important," explained Roberto. "So when Louis became a hero, Jose was jealous of him. One day, Louis needed a job. Jose gave him one, but from then on, he treated Louis badly. It was Jose's way of getting even with him. But you'd better not say anything to Louis about this."
When Louis came back into the house, limping badly, nobody said a word. Tony looked at him and thought, "So there's somebody else who dislikes Jose Gonzalez as much as I do."